Then just once again, we'll come all brothers and sisters, wherever you are, to this gospel gathering.
We're going to
this is another day that the Lord has given us. And the Lord has made it clear to be in that way so that all tongues should worship the Lord and every knee should bow before the Lord. We were in the book of John chapter 20 whereby we see Christ, the risen Christ revealed it to Mary Magdalene. We saw it clear that it is Christ Jesus who disclosed himself to Mary Magdalene so that she would know him, not Mary that he manages to know Christ. Because the time when Mary Magdalene was led there at the sepulchre, it was already Christ risen, being in spirit now. And it takes Christ himself to call Mary so that Mary should know where Christ is. This is all the same with the boys, the men on the way to Emmaus. That is Luke chapter 24, 13 downwards.
Is it only so far?
Because we saw that Bible says, and their eyes was caught, meaning God caught the eyes of Cleopas and the brother, so that they should not recognize him. It is the work of our Lord Jesus Christ to open, to reveal himself to those who want to. There is time moments whereby people try their level best, thinking that they can know Christ, but it is very difficult for one to know Christ. It is not Christ who revealed himself to the
world.
Because everything is God himself who did whatever pleased and told him. May the good Lord be blessed and be exalted because of whatever he purposes and does.
Mulungu do alimeke.
And again, we hear that it is God who brings blindness to the eyes of the unelected sinners. Some other times, even to the eyes of elected sinners, he blinded them until when it pleased him to open their eyes. Then when they see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Many more so that you are a very good person.
John chapter 20, verse 15, John 1 says that we were in last week. That is chapter 15 through 18. It says, Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? This is Christ asking the woman. She supposing him to be the gardener. This is the woman not knowing Christ, the revealed one, spiritual Christ, saith unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him. He used the word laid him, like it's a weak Christ is still dead. And I will take him away. That is verse 15. Jesus said unto her, Mary, she turned herself, that is Christ calling men, and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Verse 17, Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. This was the journey to the Father after his election. But go to my brethren, that is the fellow brethren to Christ, the Peters, John, and friends, and say unto them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father, meaning the Christ's Father is the Father of the elect, and to my God and your God. Here we see now Christ carrying the woman, that is named Magdalene, to go and speak to the brothers of Christ, the Pharaoh, thus now call them apostles, and to tell them that the work has been finished, the resurrection has been done, I'm on my way going to my Father. But the Father whom I'm going to is the same Father of you. Whatever I was doing on the cross is to let you know that your Father is in heaven. Then I'm going to the Father.
Ndetu abashiona ambuye zu akumuza Maria Tadara uyu te akankure abaye abaye kurundi atumwi kunina kuti akowa uzu kuti chito yonse kugwira sobano kuba ndadamirana ipira nali kugwira iwo kugabira kuti nali kugwira inuyo ane chimwe osankidwa ndipo sobano ndakwirinda kuti ndikuyenda kwa Atate.
Another encouraging word is that the Father whom I'm going to, it's your Father and it's your God.
Chindu china cholimbikisa kwambiri chimene amakhulu akuna kuti Atate anga kupita kuteyo wangu kupita kuteyo
Mulungu. Again, when he said that it's your God, he was not saying that it's the God of everybody in the world, or it's not the Father of everybody in the world. For we know and understand that if there is a Father, it means there is a Son. And a Son is a Son to the Father, exactly the one that comes out from within the Father.
Wakuti tizowa kundono kuti pamene pali Atate pali mwana ndipo akamaneka za mwana ndiyeyo amene anabwera anabadwa kuchokera
I'm not saying about the son by adoption, but a son, original son from the Father.
Sindikunena za mwana amene kuphamba ngotengedwa kungolirekwa ayi koma ndikunena za mwana amene ndochita kubelekedwa
from the preamble, God created the Erets to be his sons, and he confirmed it by sending Christ to die on the cross so that the seal should be sealed upon them that you are my son.
Pakuti kuchokera pachiyambi Mungu wake anawapanga iwo amene ndiwo chimwe osankhidwawo kukhala ana ake.
It's not that we became a son because of confessing with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. No, we are already the sons of the Father. Because John chapter 1 verse 12 says, can you read it, Brother John?
Mbukula Yohane 1 Mega 12 akunena kuti koma onse amene anamlandira iye kwa iwo akukhala ana a Mulungu kwa iwo akukhulupirira kuna.
The question might be between the receiving Christ and becoming a child of God and the receiving power, what comes first?
Mwina fuso nkumanena kuti kodi kumlandira Yesu Kristu kukhala mwana wa Mulungu ndi kulandira mphamvu yokhala mwana chimayamba chiyani?
Because here the Bible says that whosoever believed, receiving Christ to be his personal savior, gave him power to become the children of God.
Chifapo malemba akunena kuti kwa iwo amene amlandira Yesu Kristu amene kukhala mzee wawo anawapasa mphamvu yokhala ana.
First of all, it is the power that cometh upon a person to be a son before others would call us see that son in physical.
Chintu choyamba kuti chopiwe kuno chonena kuti poyamba pali mphamvu imene imakhalapo imene imakwanisa wina kuti akhale.
It is the power that makes one to be the sons before that son recognize himself that I'm the son to the Father. Because a couple, when a woman is conceived, first of all, is power in the woman that makes a conceiving, and when the child is born out, is born after the power or lady inside that makes a son, daughter, to be a child.
Before Nunga Karen Banja, Chichimeleji Patalabo to Yamba, the Pamu, even if you be my bones, Maya, the Kalawen, the Pangisa, because of putting one out, Jacobano, so
which means from the preamble, God prepared the children, prepared those that are his to be his children before the foundation of the time. When the world was established, they were already prepared, already set forth and made to be the children of God. He already made himself to be God to them. But what was remaining is for the Christ Jesus to come physically and die on the cross so that their salvation should be sealed with guarantee that they are totally, fully the children of God, the sons of the Father. That's why here we saw that the Father and the God whom Christ was speaking was introduced to this brethren when Christ was risen. He said, I'm going to your Father. To my Father, your God, my God. So is the God of the elect, the Father of the elect. Verse 18, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Here I see three, four things that happened to Mary. Number one, he went to the disciples. Meaning he went to meet where the message is assigned to. When the gospel has been preached to us, revealed in us, we are to go and preach the gospel wheresoever the Lord will direct us. Know that the gospel will only go to wheresoever the Lord directs. Because we see in the book of Acts, whereby other places God was forbidding, other places God was allowing them to sit or to preach. It's the Lord who directs where his gospel message should go. Number 2, we see what the woman said, I see the Lord. I have seen the Lord. So you can see that here, Mary is testifying that the one whom I have seen is the Lord. Meaning, the Lord opened her eyes to see Christ in a different way, differing from the first Christ whom they were knowing, a son of this physical marriage, Joseph and Mary. Now they saw him as the Lord. So, number two, God opened her eyes so that he should see Christ. Which means that it is very difficult for one to see Christ if it is not Christ who has opened our eyes to see him. So number three is the type of the message that Mary took to the disciples. What is the type of the message? It's the Lord. He spoke with that high power that what I have seen is the Lord. Number four, he said that, and that he has spoken with me these things, meaning her ears has been opened. Nobody can speak of the Lord if it is not the Lord who opens our ears. 1st of all, Mary Magdalene heard Christ speaking, meaning the ears were opened. When the gospel is preached, it takes God himself to open the ears of those that are his, same time to close the ears of those that are not of him. So he had the message from the Lord. He preached the message of the Lord because he had seen the Lord. Whatever Mary was preaching or speaking to the disciples, the major object and subject was the Lord. Somebody can wonder why reading Genesis 1:50, Mark, Matthew, Acts, up to Revelation 22, wheresoever we read, we found the Lord. This is so because when the gospel is preached, when Christ is preached, it is the work of the Spirit of the Lord to regenerate us and start understanding Christ or reigning of Christ in a mighty and a different way from what we were thinking and knowing about Christ. Physical Christ is the region. Spiritual Christ is Christ now. Because those Christ has not revealed to them, that is the spiritual Christ, they will continue clinging to the things of Christ, but without knowing the exact Christ, exact meaning. mission except what will he come to do, and he will miss the whole subject of Christ. Christ is the message.
Number 5,
if Christ has been revealed and your eyes has been opened to see him, your ears opened to hear him, then you be given the type of the message that is to go and preach to the people.
Chindu jaji sanu kunena kuti ngati uthenga wabwino uda kupuluka mukati mwanu mazuwa ano atsogolo ndipo amuona iye ndi magudu ano atsogolo ndikukamva iye pamene pomwe chikukupa sidwa kukalandira chimafuya amene mkuwa.
Because when they said she spoke these things, I said he had spoken these things. It means she was now speaking only the exact things that Christ spoken to her.
Ndipo akamala ankhula zomwe kuti ananena izi zikuwa ine zikutapauza kunena kuti zimene iye analikulakula ndizo analakula.
He spoke these things, meaning whatever piece of word that him, that he has spoke, is what Christ spoke to him. Preach the word in season, out season, without compromising, add nothing, subtract nothing, preach the exact word derivant.
Ananena zinthu izi ndine kutandauzatu kunena kuti chilichonse ngakhale kakanka mau ochepa kamene Mariya analikulankhula kukhazo zimene anachita kuwuzidwa ndi Ambuye chifukwa chachera likamau lankhula ndi mau okha osachitosera kapena kuwonjezera pa zimene Khristu mwini akulankhula.
So Mary preaches Christ to the disciples, he spoke of these things.
Ndiyeto Mariya uyu analalikira Khristu kwa kuwuzidwa kuzidwa na
iye. Don't forget that when Mary was speaking these things that Christ has spoken to her, doesn't make her to be a pastor or overall in charge of the church. Because marriages of people has been saying that the women are pastors because Christ first spoke to this woman to preach to the men, then a woman can be a pastor. No, that's not it. But what is here, it is possible if the woman is unelected, God will draw her to the Lord. He will manage to open her ears and the ears so that she hear this message of Christ, the revealed one.
Koma chomwe tichiona apa tikunena kuti munthu wankazi ngatadakhala kuti mwangu wambuye ndikaukidwa ndikuti ambuye akonza kumukoka iye ndipo mtsekeaa Khristu.
Verse 19, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, when the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and said unto them, peace be unto you.
Chipangane ndimene anayandika kuti pamenepo kukhala madzulo tsiku lomwero oyamba la sabata makomwe ali chitsekelo mene kuzira Yesu anaza nayimira pakati pawo nanawo mtendere ukhale.
Now here we see Christ showing himself his attributes and characters.
Ndiyetu apa sopano tiona Yesu akuonesa makhalidwe ndi machitidwe ake.
Here fully Christ is speaking to the people that I am the God, omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscient God.
Abadu Kristu amagazo kandunga zira kwaleka kuti ineyo ndine mfumu wakuyose wakuraru.
Because we saw to see how Christ found the people within the house. Because the doors were shut, the disciples were assembled for fear of Jews, but Christ met with them on that situation.
Niboso opuzira anali ali mkati chipacha manga choova ayuda koma mbesa ugaziwa chipacho
why Christ came to them during this situation. He went there as an encouragement and comfort.
Yesu anakaonekera pakati pa anthu akakumbira kuchengetedza.
Christ is our comfort. He is our mediator. He is our sanctification. He is our propitiation. He is our everything.
Yesu Christ, Yesu Christ, Yesu
Christ. At first, the physical Christ, he was walking to meet the people. But here, he used his Godship, just entering a place and start speaking to them, showing that he is fully God, he is truly 100% God. He can move and he can be found elsewhere. Again, here we see that the doors can never prohibit God or reject God not to enter wheresoever he wants. Here we see that nothing can hinder God to do his own will. People tries to close the doors, tries to be in the house, tries to be in the hidden place, but God found them there.
And to Amaesa would say as the go, Amaesa Peter's chinga,
what we are learning here is that God will use whatever means he knew, he knows what him has to find wheresoever a sinner wretched but elected is found. Nobody would hinder or protect Christ from meeting with those that are his, wheresoever they are. Again, here fully shows that the work is of God. He does whatever pleases unto him at the appointed time that he has in his plan.
Again,
here we see what the body does is to hide himself, is to find a place, a comfort zone place, whereby he might be hidden there without knowing that even if you are hearing anything in the world, Christ will come and comfort you. There is comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ. Here you can see that the men were just in the told them, no, but he preaches Christ because Christ revealed to her. And this doesn't mean that then the woman should start in front and start directing the church. This is another business. He said the disciples were for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Why peace upon the disciples? This was so because they were afraid, fearing from Jews to kill them. So Christ came with the comfort. Fear nothing. There is peace with the Lord. There is peace of the Lord inside you. Peace with you. This is God Himself, the Lord, bringing the message of peace, meaning the hope, message of hope and comfort unto the people that were disturbed. He is our peace. He is our God. He is our everything. Be comforted with the word of the Lord. So when we are preaching this gospel, we are preaching Christ, the peace of his own people. When you say that Christ is the peace of his own people, it doesn't mean that you never meet with problems while in the world. Problems are there, but you have a comfort in the Lord because Christ is your everything. He is our peace. It is the Lord that brought peace to the disciples in that situation in the house closed. Christ is the peace to the peaceless people. So the gospel that this woman spoke to the people, Christ came and encouraged them with the same message. That the woman said that he saw the Lord. I am the Lord. Your peace. Peace comes from God. If God is with you, you have got peace. That's why that scripture that we read today is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 28. Whereby says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What is rest? Rest is Christ. It is peace. Rest is peace.
Father,
and I'll give you peace. That is Christ. Christ is peace. The one who has got peace fears nobody. Have no fear. I've got confidence in what he is believing. And Christ is their shield, is their peace, is their protection. The title of the message of the love today is He Lord. He preaches the Lord. The Lord brought peace to them. If you have got Christ, if you preach Christ, Christ is the peace of the errant. He is the comfort of those that are restless. He is our everything. Christ is the Lord. Let us look to God in prayer as we are closing this time of worship. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon here, morning at our side. Thank you for making it possible that we meet together in the close. And praise your name. For sure, you are our peace. You are our everything. You are our hope. You are our salvation. Thank you, the Lord God. You are the Lord to us. You are the Lord only to the elect. And the elect who preach Christ all the way without compromise. Because the Lord reveals himself to those that are his. Encourage us in the Lord so that we continue in this gospel. For we understand with our own capability we cannot manage to stand. But we need to praise you to let us stand. So we stand. This is the name of Jesus Christ that we pray and praise. Amen.